Blog Talk Radio.
Look around and see just how good God's been to me. Can't mama complain? Help me through the storm and rain. Thank you.
I can't thank Him enough.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. We cannot thank him enough. Amen. For all that he has done. Hallelujah. So we give God the glory this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. All the friends, all the families. Amen. We thank God this morning that we are here. Amen. We are amongst the living this morning. Praise God. So with that being said, this morning, glory to his name. I thank you for allowing me to come into your homes. And I just want to just give God the praises for you, you and you. Amen. Praise God. I just thought about y'all on this week and how faithful you have been to this ministry and how faithful in your liberal giving to keep us online, to keep us moving, to keep the kingdom of God mobilized. Amen. Praise God. Without your help. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we know that God is the one. Amen. Praise God. To bless us. Amen. To bless his kingdom. Once you put that seed in the ground. Amen. We don't know what God is doing. Amen. Until it sprouts up. So I just want to give thanks to God. Amen. For you. Amen. And just for participating every Sunday in the Word of God and listen to what God has to say to us today. Amen. So welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. I'm going to pray this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. Welcome the Holy Spirit to have his way this morning. Amen. Praise God. So what we say this morning, come Holy Spirit, have your way this morning, God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to your name, Father, for the rising of your Son, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that sits on the right hand of you, Father God. Make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So we thank you for Jesus this morning. Glory to his name. We come to celebrate him today. Glory to his name. Father, we just ask right now, Father God, that you would touch right now. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, everyone from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, let your blood pervade, God, against anything, yes, Holy Ghost, that is not of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we speak peace in the atmosphere. We ask, Father, that you rise up, yes, Holy Spirit. Rise up, Father, and see about your children on today, Father. So we say thank you, Lord God. Now, as I decrease, that the power of God may increase on today, I pray for your wisdom. I pray for knowledge and understanding and the gift of revelation and stir up every gift that's on the inside of me, Father, that I may preach your word, God, that I may teach your word, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, with simplicity. God. Ah, yes, God. Make it plain, God, today. Make it plain for us today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for the rising of the sun. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you. Thank you, Father. But thank you for each and every one this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Boy, I tell you, it's nothing like praying to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I feel my power coming on. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, y'all, come on. Let's go to the Word of God this morning. Praise God. I'm going to go to Ezekiel this morning. I want to talk to us today. Glory to God. Glory to God. As God laid it on my heart, I want to speak to us today, and today I want to talk about God can and will do it again. Come on, somebody. God can and can do it again. Come on. My God, I give you the glory. Here, I'm not going to read the whole scripture yet. I'm not going to read the scripture, praise God. I'm going to go to the word that I wrote out, and I'm going to go to the scripture as I speak the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's Ezekiel. We go on to Ezekiel, amen, 37, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Praise God. Here, have you ever faced a situation that you wonder whether anything, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, could be done to fix it. God tells Ezekiel what to do about the condition of his nation. God stirs his faith for action. Ezekiel responds, how would God direct us to respond to our impossible? Okay, how would God direct us to respond to our impossible? I want to begin with the question God asked Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37 and 3. He said to Ezekiel, he said, son of man, can these bones live? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Have you ever faced a situation that you wonder whether anything could be done to fix it? Have you ever had a financial debt that looked like an insurmountable mountain? Sometimes it could be a sickness, like the woman, there we go, y'all, with the issue of blood. Sometimes it could be a wayward child or an unbelieving husband or no husband. Come on, somebody. Or a wife or no wife. Discouraging difficulties, impossible situations. Here, there the song people sang that began with the question, got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountain you can't tunnel through? God specialized in things thought to be impossible. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And he can do what no other power can do. Keep in mind that as we walk through Ezekiel's experience with him, follow me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We read in Ezekiel 37:1-3, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, come on, put your name there. Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh, Lord God, you know. Ezekiel was a priest called by God into the prophetic ministry. His ministry briefly overlapped with that of Jeremiah. Like Jeremiah, he confronted Judah about their unfaithfulness to God. Unlike Jeremiah, he was carried away to Babylon with the captives, and his message was primarily to demoralize the Jews who were deported to Babylon. They was taken into captivity because of their disobedience. In the vision recorded in our next text, God is promising to restore Israel. The promise is fulfilled at two levels. Come on, somebody. A partial fulfillment occurred when Cyrus allowed the captives to return to their homeland. The complete fulfillment began, however, God operates according to principles revealed in this chapter. So it has an application to our life today. Oh, let's bring it to layman terms today, praise God, hallelujah. We see that, praise God, that Israel was carried away into a land, amen, praise God, into captivity. I talk about both as we walk through the text. Ezekiel introduced the vision in verse 1 by saying, the hand of the Lord came upon me. Come on, Holy Ghost. The hand of the Lord came upon me. God reached out, put his hands on Ezekiel. The hand is part of us that we use to extend ourselves to something. We reach out our hands when we want to touch something. Come on, somebody. When we want to influence or affect something. Come on. God puts his hands on Ezekiel. Somebody say, Lord, put your hands on me. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, keep your hands on me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God took hold of Ezekiel. Oh, yes, God. It's possible to belong to the Lord, but not have his hands extended to you in any kind of way. When God puts his hands on you, things happen. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. When the early church prayed in Acts 4 and 30, they asked God to stretch out his hands to heal. Come on. And that signs and wonders may be done. Some from the early church took the gospel to Greece with great success. The Bible says in Acts 11:21 says, and the hand of the Lord was with them. Come on. And a great number believed and turned to the Lord. They were successful because the hand of the Lord was with them. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. God talking to somebody today. Praise God. Lord, keep your hands on me. Praise God. Lord, don't leave me. Praise God. Lord, keep a joy. Oh, God, stretch your hands. Praise God upon me. The Lord speaks of power, strength, and power are expressed through the hand. The hand of the Lord came on Ezekiel and brought him out in the spirit of the Lord. This lets us know it is a vision. Ezekiel is the priest of God, the prophet of God. Now God takes him into a vision. Come on, Holy Ghost. Can you imagine, praise God, such a vision that God has, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Ezekiel, oh yes, Holy Ghost. Ezekiel continued and he said, and set me down in the midst of the valley. In the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Have you ever had God set you in a valley? Come on, Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, praise God, but some of our season we have to go in the valley. Come on, Holy Ghost. Have you ever been in the valley full of bones? I'm talking about circumstances where death is all around you, praise God. Ezekiel is living with the Jewish captives in Babylon. Those captives are like dry bones. I'm going to talk about the people of dry bones. Come on, Holy Ghost. Their hopes and their dreams are dead. And that's the kind of people, praise God, that you got to stay away from. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because when you tell them, praise God, I don't want to hear about death. I don't want to hear about dead dreams. I want to hear about what God can do. Come on, Holy Ghost. Their hopes and their dreams are dead. Their plans have been dashed. Amen. Praise God. The Bible is very clear about how they got in that condition. It can be summed up in one word. Israel sinned. And we know that the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Oh, go to the Bible. Come on with me this morning. Praise God. Romans 8, 6 and 23. Praise God. That's Bible. He said the wages of sin is death. Now, I'm not saying praise God, because we all have to repent before the Lord. We all, when we pray, amen, asking God for forgiveness, because we don't know, praise God. Our very thoughts can get us in trouble with God. Our very action can get us in trouble with God. Everything, praise God, all around us can get in trouble with God. Somebody gossiping to you, praise God, and you entertaining it can get in trouble with God. Come on, somebody. Long before this judgment came, God pleaded with Israel over and over to repent. Now listen, listen, listen. The loving God, he pleaded with Israel. Come on, over and over and over. He said, repent. Jeremiah said to Israel in Jeremiah 25 and 4:11, God sent another prophet to tell them and speak to them. The Bible says, and the Lord has sent to you all his servant, the prophet, rising early and sending them. But you have not listened nor inclined your ears to hear. They said, repent now, everyone, of his evil ways and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not go after other gods and serve them and worship them, he said. And do not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, and I will not harm you, said the Lord. Yet you have not listened, he said. You're not listening, he said to me, says the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands and your own hurt. Your own hurt, he said. He said, therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my word, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, against it, the habitation, the people, and against these nations all around. And I will utterly destroy them, saith the Lord, and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. What kind of God, Holy Spirit, would do such a thing as this? What kind of God, amen, will cause this to happen to his loving people, the one that he loves, the one he talks about, and how Israel got into the sad circumstances? Circumstances don't come into our lives by mere chance. The sovereign God is at work in our lives. God was allowing the circumstances to call them to repentance. Could he solve their problems? Of course he can. He could. But he is the one who brought the circumstances upon them. People don't think that God will allow things to happen. God allows things to happen in our lives sometimes, praise God, that we would turn back to him, that we would come to repentance. Come on, Holy Ghost. That we would get on our knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm going to return my body back to you. I'm going to return my mind back to you. I'm going to return my spirit back to you. I'm going to return my soul back to you, God, because he loves you. The trouble has a purpose. Somebody say the trouble has a purpose. They are God's attention getters. God wants them to turn from their wicked ways and turn to him with their whole heart. And anyone who does that will experience the grace and God's mercy. Oh, hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Glory to God. There are some things, amen, glory to God, that God has to get our attention. But God, if you repent to the sin of the Moshiach, of our sins, amen, grace and God's mercy will cover us. Ezekiel, can these bones live, he said. Look at the condition of these bones. Oh, Shato, Rabbi Shata. Look at the condition of what's going on here. The Bible says in verse 2, then he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in an open valley, and indeed they were very dry. What are you talking about? Ezekiel saw that the whole valley was full of bones. By the leading of the Lord, he walked around them and inspected them. There were many bones, and the bones were very dry, and all the life had gone out of them. All the moisture has displayed it. All they laid their bleach in the sun. It was an utterly hopeless situation. Nothing left but dry, bleached out bones. Humanly speaking, there was no possibility of reviving these corpses. Dead and gone. Only the bones lay there as a reminder of what had been. Then God engaged with Ezekiel with a question in verse 3. He said, "Son of man, can these bones live?" What a question. Can these bones live? Humanly speaking, the answer is clear. No way they can live. They are beyond hope. Here we find, if you look at and take a picture in your mind. You're in a field. Help me, Holy Ghost. And you see nothing but bones and scattered all over the place. These bones are dry. They look white at this time. Y'all know how, praise God, you eat a chicken. Amen, praise God. And you done sucked all the meat off the bone. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And you leave that bone overnight, and when you get up in the morning, that bone look white. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. That's what he was seeing. He was seeing nothing but dried out bones. And amen, praise God. They done turned white from the sun. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because there was no moisture on those bones. Hey, Rabo Shataya to the Mashiach. Can these bones live? Humanly speaking, no way. They're beyond hope. See, sick people can be given medicine and perhaps they will recover. But there is nothing the best doctor can do for a skeleton or a dry bone. The bone had even fallen apart so that they weren't even a skeleton no more. They were just falling apart. Every bone all over the place. The leg bone over here, the head over here, the feet over here, the toes over here. Come on, Holy Ghost. They couldn't tell which bone were originally connected with the other bone. It was a mess. Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel answered, "Oh God, oh Lord God, you know." It's not the kind of answer you give when you are on the mountaintop of faith. The answer would be, "You can do it." Lord, you can make these bones live. But Ezekiel's experience is not a mountaintop experience. It's a valley experience. He is a man living in the midst of much discouragement. A man that gives this kind of answer. "I don't know, you know. I don't know much of anything these days." Come on, Holy Ghost. "I'm not so sure I could give the right answer." Ezekiel's answer is not an arrogant answer. All that has been crushed. Come on. But it's also not the answer of a man who has lost his faith either. Don't lose your faith, people of God. It might look dry right now. It might look insurmountable right now. It might look like nothing can be done right now. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But everything looks crushed. But it's also not an answer of a man. He didn't lose his faith. Ezekiel and all his companions had been through some hard times. Their captivity had brought them despondency and discouragement. The trials of life had taken their toll. Come on, somebody. Anybody going through some trials right now? And you feel like, God, where are you? Come on, Holy Ghost. God, are you there? God, are you moving on my behalf? Yes, the trials of life takes toll. Come on, somebody. But there is something in Ezekiel that stands firm in God. His answer sounded like Peter after the crucifixion of Jesus. Peter has not lived up to his own ideas. Come on, somebody. He has denied the Lord after telling him he would stand with him through thick and thin. His self-confidence has been shattered. The resurrected Christ asks him a question. In John 21, it says, do you love me? Do you, agape, love me? Agape. Do you love me with the God kind of love? Peter answered with a diminished form of love. He uses something like friendship or kind of love. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He doesn't have the courage to use the word agape after the terrible failures. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. But he knows deep down that he does love the Lord. You might have failed God at one point in time, but God knows who you are. He knows your heart. We're going to get there, people of God. Ezekiel's answer is somewhat attentive. But there is a ring of faith there as well. Oh, Lord God, you know. Ezekiel knows his own human limitation. He is only the Son of Man, but he is talking to the sovereign God, the agape, the Adonai, the Jehovah, the Jehovah Rapha, the one, amen, the God of peace, the God of love, the God, amen, that we talk about every day. Come on, Holy Ghost. The one who created these bones in the first place. So there is faith expressed even in the way Ezekiel addressed the Lord. Oh, Lord God, you know. Well, we were asking God today, oh, God, you know what my situation is. And that is the way Ezekiel addressed the Lord. He said, oh, Lord God, you know. What is the answer to God's question? Can these bones live? God answered him in his own question. He says to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. Somebody say, prophesy to my situation. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Take action, Ezekiel. Speak my word over these bones. Come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus said, in John 6 and 63, the word that I speak to you are spirit. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And they are life. Words anointed by the spirit brings life. Let me say that one more time because somebody need to hear that again. Words anointed by the spirit of God, brings life. The word that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel, let's begin with this. You prophesy to those bones. You declare my word to these bones that ignites a process of life. Say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. How can speaking the word affect a dry, dead bones? How can Jesus say, peace be still, to the wind and the waves on the Sea of Galilee and calm the storm? The word of God has life and spirit. Come on, Holy Ghost. How can Joshua command the sun to stand still and stop the daylight from evening? Come on, God. When God orders it, the words are powerful. I want to speak to the people of God. Your words are powerful. Your words bring life. What are you asking, God? Come on, Holy Ghost. Speak to that dry bone. Speak to that situation. Speak to it, praise God. Let it come alive. On yesterday, praise God, my husband grabbed my hand and we began to pray. And the first thing he said, he don't even know what he said. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But the Spirit of the living God rose up in him and he said, peace be still. Come on, Holy Ghost. That means that everything that you're going through has to cease. Peace be still. See, God's word has power. And affect some things in the realm of the spirit. Peace be still. To the winds and the waves and the Sea of Galilee calms the storm. How can Joshua do that? The Bible says in Ezekiel 37:5, thus saith the Lord God to these bones. Surely, come on, y'all better hear the Lord today. Surely, come on, my God, I give you glory. Surely I will cause breath to enter into you. And you shall live, he says. I will put sickness on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Somebody said, you shall live and not die. You shall declare the works of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Ezekiel, you speak it and at my command and I will bring it to pass. By my power. Come on. It's not by my power, praise God, or by my might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that God says, listen to how he speaks to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, you speak to it and command it, and it shall come to pass by my power, he says. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. When God tells us to do something, we have to do it and obey. We may not know all the ins and outs and how it will be done, but I encourage, come on, I was encouraged the other day to read the thought of a professor at Harvard. He was talking about the experience of Columbus had when he connected the new world to America, to the old world to Europe. The professor pointed out three things about Columbus. When he left Spain, he did not know where he was going. When he arrived in America, he did not know where he was. When he returned to Spain, he did not know where he had been. Come on, somebody. Columbus could accomplish great things in that condition. Perhaps there is hope for us. Come on. Hope for me. Hope for you. Praise God. You and me. God, perhaps God will do some good things through us in spite of our limitations. Yes, we do have limitations, but God is God, and he is the restorer of all things. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody shout right here with me. The process of restoration. Come on, Holy Ghost. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. And suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Can you imagine, praise God, something so spectacular? God taking you into such a vision, and all of a sudden, praise God, that's Holy Ghost. God began to tell the man of God, prophesy to those dead things. And then some rattling began to take place, and bone began to come to that bone. Ah, come on, somebody. I wonder if the effectiveness of Ezekiel declaration started him. How would you respond if all of a sudden you begin to hear these bones rattle, clicking and coming together? All dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, and suddenly, somebody says a sudden thing, my God, yes, Holy Ghost. And suddenly, they do hear. Those dry bones begin to hear. Suddenly, they do obey. Suddenly, they start moving and shaking. The Bible says, come on, somebody. The toe bone connected to the foot bone. Come on, somebody. The foot bone connected to the ankle bone, the ankle bone connected to the leg bone. Everything that lay dormant is moving around. Somebody say, everything in my life, I speak to it right now. Everything laying dormant in my life has to rise up and come connected together. My God, I give you the glory. Everything that lays dormant is moving around. And it's not a random, praise God. The thigh bone connected to the hip bone, just like it was designed to be. The hip bone connected to the spine, praise God. And the spine bone connected to the shoulder bone. And it goes on bone to his bone. Oh, y'all got me up in here today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Asking God to put these puzzles, these pieces of puzzles together. God is the one that's putting your life together. God is the one. My God, I give you glory. I want you to know today, praise God, don't you stop speaking over your life. Don't you let nobody else put no death in your ear. You keep believing God. If it's a healing, I need healing, God. If it's a financial burden, I need God you to deliver me from financial poverty. Come on, somebody. God, I need you, glory to God, to move in my life. We got to look at Ezekiel and what God told Ezekiel to do. He said, I want you to speak to every dry bone and everything start shake, rattling, and rolling. Come on, somebody. Every bone start raising up. My God, I give you the glory. The puzzle start coming together, praise God. And I realize that the bones are all over the place. Many are sitting in the bar right now on Saturday night, and many, come on, somebody, were once in church, but now they are disillusioned with the church, and many are very dry. Life is found in connection with the Lord. Come on, somebody say, life is found in connection with the Lord. When people pull away from the Lord, they can be very dry. You and I might look at them and think they will never come around. Then the Lord asks us the question. He asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to know that God is real in your life. I'm going to go to a song and I'll be right back, but I want you to keep in mind, can these bones live?
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment.
Gracefully broken, amen. Here I am, Lord. Arms wide open, amen. Here I am. Glory to God, glory to God. The question was, he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? They don't look like they would ever come around. Humanly speaking, the case looked too hard. But the Lord knows the heart of every one of them. Come on, somebody. Come on, shout with me this morning. He knows his plans for them. He wants you and me to prophesy over them. Declare the word of the Lord over them. Prophecy is another word to preach. Come on. Come on. The word prophesy. Prophesy. Preach the word over them. Preach to them. Give them the word of the Lord and watch them come alive. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Not because of who you are, but because of the life that is in God's word. Watch the bones start rattling, shake, rattling, and roll bones come into God's order and things come together. You know how we used to say the word shake, rattle, and roll? Well, let the bones come together. So how will God shape this in us and the church? He will bring bones from the north, south, east, and west. He will connect the bone to bone. Then he will put flesh on those bones and skin on that flesh. And it doesn't all happen overnight. But it happens as we proclaim the word of the Lord. Ezekiel says in verse number 8, indeed, as I look, come on, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them, still no life in them. Come on, somebody. An amazing miracle has occurred, but there still is Come on, somebody. But there is still work to do. The bones have to come together. The sinew and the flesh has to come upon the bones. It look all good and much better. But something is still not right. There is no breath in these bodies. Anything looks good on the surface, but can still be dead. Well connected, but something is still not right. It's the absence of the Spirit of the living God. It's the absence of his Spirit. Ezekiel, you must not stop here. This is good, but it does not fulfill the objective. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me to. So God tells Ezekiel what to do next. You must not be satisfied with something that just looks good. Come on, Holy Ghost. It has to have life of God in it. So call forth the Ruach of God. The word Ruach means the breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God. Oh, come on, somebody. It can have any of those meanings. After God formed Adam from the dust of the ground, the Bible says God breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Ezekiel prophesied over these lifeless body and breathed God, and the breath of God came into them, the Bible says in Ezekiel 37 and 10. So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army, he said. When the life of God came into them, two things happened. They stood up, they rose on their feet, and became active. That's what happened to the church, and that's what happened to us, amen, when God breathed life in us, when the Spirit of God comes upon her, when it comes upon us, they become an exceeding great army, ready and equipped to fight the Lord's battle, no longer lifeless and defensive, but exceeding great army. We don't have to figure out our interpretation, amen, of all this. God gives Ezekiel in verse number 11 when he says, then he said to me, son of man, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God speaks to him. These bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause it to come up from the grave. Every situation, praise God, that's in your life right now is coming up from the grave, saith the Lord thy God. Everything, amen, that the petition that you've been praying, praise God, is getting ready to come up from the ground, praise God. Bible says, I will open your graves and cause it to come up, praise God. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. I will bring you into your promised land. These bones are the whole house of Israel. This is a prophecy to the nation of Israel. Ezekiel's companion was the state of hopelessness in Babylon. They felt like dead, dry bones. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Somebody feel that way. Somebody feel, praise God, that God is not moving. They said there is no hope and our hope is lost. They consider themselves cut off from the homeland and forsaken by God. God says, I will bring you up out of your prison that feels like a grave. I will bring you into your homeland. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, amen, praise God, when 70 years of captivity were over, God did that for his people. The Persians, the Cyprus included decree, amen, and they were allowed to return to Jerusalem. It was an answer to their prayers. Don't you stop praying, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't you start decreeing and declaring over your life. Whatever the situation is, praise God, you speak to that dry bone, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible said it was not the complete fulfillment of God's promise to his chosen nation. We have yet to see the fulfillment of God's promise to restore Israel. For one thing, the people who returned were only those of the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom remained in captivity. Notice in verse number 11, God says, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. You got to understand what God is saying, praise God. Though one nation came back, praise God, but God spoke a word, praise God, over Israel. In the last days, he said, God will not only bring them home from the southern tribe of Judah and Benjamin, but he will also bring the northern tribe of Ephraim, Manasseh, and others. In the fact, the last part of the chapter guarantees, yes, Holy Spirit, in verse number 15, again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, as for you, son of man, take the stick for yourself and write on it for Judah and the children of Israel, his companion. Then take the stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companion, and join those sticks together. That way God says, yes, Holy Spirit, things are going to come together. Yes, God, and they will become one in my hand. As you read on to find the actions that what God is saying, there is still need for to be spiritual awakening. God is causing a spiritual awakening to first come up in us, and then you're going to see God move in a lot of situations. But first, he's dealing with us. They still need to recover to the King Jesus. They still need to come back to God. But he has an application for all the people. For when you think all is hopeless, God may ask you, can these bones live? Be sure you put your hands up, come on somebody, and at least say, Lord God, you know. And when he tells you to prophesy, come on somebody, you better start speaking the word over your problems. When he tells you to prophesy the word of the Lord over those bones, he wants you to do it, praise God, for it is an act of faith, and that God honors what you're saying. Declare the word of the Lord over your family. Declare the word of the Lord over your finances. Tell your body to line up with God's provisions and health and healing. When God says prophesy, speak the word of the Lord. You may hear some, you may hear some dry bones start rattling. You might see some things start moving. You're just going to start seeing your prayers come to pass. You're going to start seeing the favor of God. You're going to start seeing God make you over. God, you're going to start seeing God make your family over. You're going to see God break generational curses. You're going to see God, my God, I give you glory, move things out of your way. Every mountain that stands before you, God will bring it down flat to the ground. Oh, come on, somebody. You might feel like you're in a valley right now, but I see you coming up out of that valley. I see a mountaintop experience, because why? You spoke over your life. You didn't give up. You didn't give up hope. Yes, I'm this way right now, but God got something greater. God is moving for me. Oh, come on, somebody. What God told us last week, get in great expectancy. Let God be God in your life. He asks, he loves your faithfulness. He loves the faith that's on the inside of you. He loves you speaking over your family. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory right now. When we start speaking, not only over ourselves, but to our family. Come on, somebody. When I pray, praise God, I put the Burgess family on the altar. Everything that was not like God in our back in our olden days, our ancestors, that would come to hinder our movement in God, the ones that still here, praise God, I ask God to break the spirit of the Moshanda, that we may prosper, that we may be blessed, that we will live to see a long That spirit is broken. We shall succeed. We shall go over. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to speak over your family. You got to speak over your life. Because God said, oh, Shia, he loves it when we talk to him. He loves it when we show him favor. I will not lose hope. I will rise up. I will pick my bed up and walk today. Saith the Lord thy God. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say it's going to be a great awakening in my life, in my family life, in my health, in my finances, in my ministry. It's going to be a great awakening. Come on, somebody, give God the praises. Give God the praises today. Come on and lift him up. Whatever he promised you, he's going to fulfill what he said. You prophesy over it. Don't you give up hope because you have not seen it. And oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I will not give up until I see it, God. Come on, somebody talk to me this morning. I will not give up until I see it, God. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm made free, God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you got to prophesy. He said, speak, son of man. Speak over those dry bones. And you know what your dry bone is. Speak over today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus, y'all. Come on. We thank God today for his word today. I thank God today, glory to his name, for what he has said and what he has done over your life today. And I believe and I trust him that he's already moving. Because the word that God give us today. Oh, come on, somebody say, God, go, 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 shata, yada, da, ba, shanda. There is no distance in God. Ha, shatoda, da, bo, shanda. His word has life, and they shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And guess what, y'all? You shall see it. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I thank and praise God on today. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, for his word. I pray that you were all blessed by the word. Don't look at your situation as being hopeless. God is well able to perform a miracle. The same way he did Ezekiel and showed him every dry bone in the field. There was no hope. Come on, somebody. But God. But God. Come on, somebody say, but God. My God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside. Show your power, people of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, God. Amen. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, you may sow your seed or your tithes and your offering. You know how to do it. I thank God for all the ones that has done it. I bless God for you. Praise God. And I pray for you that you will get back 100-fold. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes it does not come back in money. Sometimes it comes back in healing. Sometimes it comes back in your family getting saved. We don't know how God's going to do it. But your seed is going to speak for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Let me give you the cash app. It's $anointed. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. You may sow that way. Let me pray. And I pray, Lord God, that you move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit. We know, God, by Jesus Christ, that we have victory over every and all diseases, affliction, infirmities, and hindrance, and persecution, torment, and lies of the enemy that is trying to send our way. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, God. Curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, our spells, God. We thank you, Jesus, that we are victorious through your power and your might, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that we are victorious through your power and his might, And we thank you, Lord God, against all wiles of the devil, against all principalities, against all powers and rulers of darkness of this world. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And every wickedness in high places, we ask that you bring it down right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that the covering of the blood, and we claim victory and faith and salvation today, God, by the shed blood of Jesus today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you'll continue, God, to touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. Bless every home that's represented here, God. Oh, God, lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, I command a blessing to be upon us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, Lord God, and a light shall shine in his way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I decree blessings, blessings, blessings be upon them. In their homes, God. Oh, God, in their houses, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Father God, bless their finances, Lord God. Oh, God, bless their health, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless their spouses, bless their children, God. Bless their ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, because you care for us, Lord. And we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, move by your mighty power. We thank you. We thank you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the glory of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit. These things we pray in your Son, Jesus' name. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Have a wonderful and prosperous day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.